is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Hi, hello, good evening, live, right here, right now, actually happening, 7 minutes past nine, 49 seconds, just to prove it. Downtown Toronto, looking a bit bleak, but most people don't care because they're mildly drunk. Not I. Oh no, sorry, Bob. The professional, even on a weekend where most people are relaxing and holidaying, I'm here. Is Pei Chen here? No! Slacker! Slacker than a sumo man's pair of underpants. On a normal man. And, so we're going to have a good hour, this hour. I should explain, by the way, what if you've just tuned in, you're like, what the hell was that thing that just happened? So that last hour, because I only found out I was doing Pei's show very recently, I didn't have anything particularly planned, so I used it, I hope you don't mind, as a platform to hopefully entertain you a little bit with my audio diary of Africa. And that was what you're listening to over the last hour, if you were here. And if you've just tuned in, don't worry about it. Welcome along. This is the new bit. This is the normal sort of hour-long show. I've got Elliot on the buttons. He's a bald man. If I was a diva, Elliot, I would ask you to just talc your head, because there's quite a reflection.
Always.
But I'm not, you know? And with the beard, by the way, it looks a little bit like you've got your head on upside down. Nice touch. Don't see that enough.
I gotta do something.
Elliot's the producer. He'll be fielding your calls if you care to call. Now, I know that it's a holiday, but I do encourage you to. 416-872-1010 once we get some meat on the bone. And you can text the show on 71010. I don't know if I have to do this anymore, but I'll do a quick introduction. My name is Vinny White. I'm not from here. I've been living here for 7 years. And I work on this radio station. It's all right, isn't it? It's okay. I think we're allowed, you know. It's a cosmopolitan multicultural society. We encourage it. Coming up over the next hour, I want to talk about people that talk about their kids. Are you one of those people that talks about their kids too much? I want to talk about that. I want to talk about a networking meeting I went to. We're going to talk about what your taste in music says about you on a date. And some other stuff. I don't know. It's very loose. Loose as a clown's pocket. You can do as you wish here. It's a sort of free-for-all fun zone. And I'm usually quite nice. We had a fella on last week, and I got attacked verbally in the week for being too easy on him. I'm referring to the gentleman that came in and was into My Little Ponies. 32, into My Little Ponies so much, he had a massive tattoo of a My Little Pony on his arm. Turned up, pink shirt, My Little Pony on it, and then continued to tell us that he liked the cartoon so much, and he actually knew most of the lyrics to most of the songs. And someone said to me this week, why didn't you attack him? I said, because I don't want to attack him. Anyone that's got the courage... By the way, let's be honest, he wasn't the smallest of men either, was he? I don't know. I'm not very good at weight, but he was, you know, probably the size of two guys, two normal guys, two Elliots, for a reference. And, you know, in one body. Not like a... Yeah, it wasn't like he had another accomplice in the back of a horse suit. That would be weird. Anyway, he was a big gentleman, and he came on here, and I think anyone that's willing to drive for 2 hours... and be open about something that, let's be honest, he knows most people think it's weird, doesn't deserve to be attacked. He also said during the interview that he suffers from depression and My Little Pony helps him through. Now, if you want me to kick a man that's driven 2 hours wearing a pink T-shirt and says he suffers from depression and these, I would say, fairly innocent, although albeit somewhat bizarre, horses give him some solace in this difficult and cruel world, then you, my friend, are a barbaric person. No, I won't attack someone like that. In fact, if anything, I'll stick up for them. Since I've interviewed him, I've seen a whole episode of My Little Pony. Maybe he's got a whole new recruit. I don't know. Still think the music's absolute crap, but there you go. All right. So I was listening to Rob Ford today and his brother Doug, who, by the way, well done, lads. You left the studio in actually a very good state today. I think they listened to me moaning and they've really cleaned their act up, haven't they? Don't tend to always be known for their listening abilities. Now, a little bit of history here. You know this show. I don't tend to do incredibly serious stuff. But I couldn't help but comment on this whole robocall thing. And one of the things that I felt was very much neglected in their show today was the robocall. Now, if you're listening elsewhere and you think that sounds like some horror movie involving a robocall is a robotic telephone call. You know those... God-awful annoying things. congratulations, you've won a cruise that make you want to tear the skin off someone. It's like that. Now, this one wasn't. For a little bit of backstory, let's make it reasonably simple. Here in Toronto, we have a terrible transit system. Don't even try to tell me that that's not true. And there are enormous problems throughout the city. Some of the most stressed areas are in the suburbs. Arguably, you could, I mean, I'm not going to open this debate, but you could argue that the downtown core is more need for financial reasons. And anyway, I'm not going to bother with all that. But one thing I will say is, well, I think we can all agree that we need some new transit in this city. So, good. So, they had a vote in Scarborough. Scarborough is going to get a new subway line. So let me just say that again, because that's a very important key point here. Scarborough is going to get a new subway line. Now, Rob Ford was very much behind this, and his brother Doug. Great. Well, that's all tickety-boo. That's that box ticked. No. So there was one councillor in a particular Scarborough ward that voted against this notion. 1 out of 10. So 9 went for it, 1 didn't. Now, I would say, personally, if I were Rob Ford, I'd say, so this guy didn't go for it. So what? You know what? It's a democracy. That's how things work. 9 people did. I got what I wanted. The people arguably got what they wanted, or will get what they want, rather. Henceforth, leave it. Have a drink. Have some turkey. You can't tell me that man doesn't enjoy turkey. You can't. He was on the phone to his mum today asking about the size of the bird. So, I digress. But the point is, here's a gentleman who is not he's not a fan of the salad. He enjoys, I think, perhaps some of the, I mean, arguably many of the finer things in life, and some of the illegal ones, arguably, as well. I don't know about that. We're not even going to open that up either. Listen, this isn't a rant about Rob Ford, but it is a rant about letting things go. And the one thing that didn't appear on that show was that robocall. And I thought it was a really good opportunity to play it to you so you can actually hear what the many people in this ward were subjected to on the telephone. And then that way, you can make your decision as to whether this was a worthwhile, reasonable thing to do by a man in politics that happens to be the mayor of a city of 4 million people, or was it actually just slightly petty? Was this actually just someone saying, I didn't get what I wanted from one guy, and I want everyone to know? In that voice, almost. So, here's the call.
All message played back. Hi, it's Mayor Rob Ford. My office located at 100 Queen Street West, and I can be reached at 416-397-3673. We are now building Scarborough Subway Extension to Shepherd Avenue. This is truly a phenomenal victory for the people of Scarborough who have been waiting a long time for proper rapid transit. 9 out of the 10 Scarborough councillors supported their residents and voted for the Scarborough Subway Extension. I would personally like to thank the councillors who joined me and supported a brighter future for Scarborough. It was extremely, extremely unfortunate that your councillor, Paul Ainslie, was the only Scarborough councillor who did not listen to his constituents and voted against the Scarborough Subway. In fact, he led the charge against building subways in Scarborough, unfortunately, has led to his resignation from my executive committee. We are moving forward with a team who support the mandate Toronto taxpayers gave me, and please have a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving. Friday, 8:09 p.m.
So, that was the robocall that was dished out to many people in the relevant ward of which we speak. Now, what did Paul Ainslie have to say about this? Well, I believe it was his mother, actually, that got one of the calls, then phoned him and said, listen, I think you might want to know about this. And Paul Ainslie said this, I'd never attack the mayor like that. I'd never dream of attacking colleagues like that. For the mayor of a city to be doing it, I nearly fell out of my chair, he said yesterday. The council code of conduct says all members of council have a duty to treat members of the public, one another, and staff appropriately, and without abuse, bullying, or intimidation. Now, the argument here is this abuse, bullying, or intimidation? And like many things, open to some argument, I would say. I'd like your thoughts, 416-872-1010. And you can text the show on 71010, live, right here, right now. Actually made an effort to come in on Thanksgiving weekend. Partly because the English don't celebrate it. Keep getting a lot of people ask me about that. Do you have Thanksgiving? No. No. I mean, we could. It's surprising because we usually find any excuse to drink. But apparently we missed this one. So no, we don't have Thanksgiving. But I do celebrate it here. I ate a big turkey earlier. So, this is my question to you, ladies and gentlemen. Was this reasonable? Was it? 416-872-1010. Is this a reasonable person doing a reasonable thing in a reasonable way? Or is this actually just bullying? Is this someone that's bitter and twisted? And yes, of course, it was his money that funded these phone calls, not city money. So, where does that leave us? I would say this, and I'd like your thoughts. Gentlemen, and by gentlemen I mean Rob and Doug Ford, calm down. Learn from bees. You can learn a lot from bees. Bees are more likely to sting when they're under stress and anxiety, when they're lost and they're confused. But they die from their sting, and they die giving their last ever sting. They die from the sting that they give. Their last act is to lash out and attack, but it has direct implications on their future. If they just calmed down, buzzed off, and helped build up the colony, working with bees, other bees, despite their differences, wouldn't everyone be better off? Relax. Look after the city. Don't worry about this petty rubbish and move on. 416-872-1010. I genuinely would love you to disagree with me, and I won't be rude or offensive or shock jockey. I just want someone to... Is it just me, or is this petty and childish? And we'll start with Mo. Hi, Mo.
Hey, Winnie, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm not too shabby.
Good. You know, I don't do Thanksgiving as well, too. I think I don't even like turkey. It sounds like biting on a toilet paper roll.
Good. I'm sure people are eating love that comment.
My daughter with me in the car. Listen, Rob Ford is just childish, like a kid who lives in your street, owns the hockey net for the street hockey. If he doesn't get it his way, he's taking the net and going home. Mm. You can't act like this. You should be like the mayor of the biggest city in Canada. You gotta behave like a professional. Why you have to like advertise all your laundry on everybody's phone line? Mind your business. You got what you want. Nine voted for you, one against you. Just shut up, Rob.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mo. Mo, not mixing his words there. But I'd like to hear from you as well. 416-872-1010. And by the way, this is not a debate about whether I believe in Rob Ford's policies. It absolutely isn't. This is not, I'm not talking about should we have subways. It's not even on remotely close to my agenda today. The question is this, is the behaviour of using your own money to set up a robocall that attacks someone that didn't agree with you in a democracy, is that petty? That's my question. So you don't phone me up and say, oh, well, if you knew about subways and the need for them, then you'd know. No, 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 no. This is a moral question. He's doing this because after 10 years on council, he hasn't grasped the concept of democracy. 416-872-1010. And we'll start with Frank. Hi, Frank.
Vinny, I love your Australian accent, man. It rocks.
Thank you. I'll take
it. You must be suffering from some sort of a tryptophan binge or something, right?
Tell me more.
Listen, dude. First of all, Rob was stabbed in the back. A very ample back, but he got stabbed in the back by this guy Paul dude.
Yeah.
All right? Because he agreed to the subway thing. And then right during the vote, like a weasel that he is, like a little rat, like a little suck who deserves to be punched in the face.
Wow.
All right? Rob exacted his pound of flesh. It wasn't even a good pound of flesh. All he did is he told people what this little dirtbag did.
Wow.
Is that wrong, Vinny? Don't they do that in Australia? Wouldn't they take him to the outback and put a bullet in the guy's head? That's what I would do with a rat. What would you say, Vinny?
Well, let's start with this.
All right.
I'm from Britain.
What?
I'm from London.
They're even crazier. I'm surprised you're not rioting right now.
Okay. Well, I'll overlook that bizarre comment, and we'll get to the point that you're trying to make. Whilst I appreciate that you feel more passionately, possibly, than Rob, I have to ask you this. Are you doing anger management with Rob at the moment?
Dude, let me tell you something, okay? There's only a few things that get me really mad.
Mm.
And that is betraying somebody's trust. Now, Rob has been screwed seven ways to Sunday. And this being Sunday, all right, I think it's his time to, like, take a little bit of revenge. That's what we're missing in politics.
Well, actually, no, really I'm going to disagree with you there. Just, yeah. If I may, just jump in for a moment.
Yeah.
I don't particularly want to live in the United States of America where there is...
Well, move back to England.
No, well, if you'd let me finish, okay, instead sure. of saying something that was frankly sure. racist and inappropriate.
Oh, a bit racist? Okay.
Well, last time I checked, saying move back to your home country tends to be viewed as reasonably racist,
it's
Roy.
It's England. It used to be like, what do they call it, an empire? Yeah.
Oh, so it's all right because I'm English that you can say that, is it?
It used to be an empire, dude. You guys conquered countries, abused people. Now I'm being racist. Wow. All right. Sorry, Vinny.
No, I wish you were. I also wish we'd
not
stick...
Not really, but...
I know you're not.
You and Corin.
Right.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
If we could try to stick briefly on topic, it would be fantastic.
All right, go ahead,
yeah. As I was saying,
yes.
One of the reasons I don't want to live in the United States of America is because I don't enjoy the theatre of politics. I want to live in a country where actually theatre is not involved. I want reasonable people making reasonable decisions and talking in a reasonable way. Now,
you want
I
to
accept,
live on Mars.
I accept
because that place doesn't exist on Earth, Vinny.
Right. I think it wouldn't it be nice if we could strive towards it. I accept that Paul Ainslie may have flip-flopped his decision, but... Retribution in politics, there shouldn't be a place for it, young man, surely.
Oh, Vinny, are you kidding me? That's all politics is. It's the cornerstone of politics is retribution, pettiness, vindictiveness, getting your enemies down, kicking them in the gut while they're bleeding. That's what politics is. Rob is a great politician. Look at all the stuff he's done, and people are willing to forgive him. Why? Because he's trying to live up to what he promised. He's trying to live up to what he's promised. But little weak-kneed individuals that have air show or airtime on the radio can't see that. Paul was a rat. He deserves to be put out of his misery.
How much
he
have you had
never
to,
have done that.
How much have you had to drink today?
You really think I'm drunk?
Just answer the question.
I haven't had anything to drink, dude. I'm working. I'm straight as an arrow.
Do me a favor. Go and have a whiskey and calm down. I don't usually encourage drinking, but I just... find that whole thing somewhat much. Sunday night, I enjoy your passionate opinions, and I enjoy the fact that on talk radio you can say what you want. And as I said at the beginning of this, this is not an argument about whether I like Rob Ford or not. This is an argument about is there places in politics for vendettas and retribution. I personally think that that's not appropriate behaviour, and it's not something that I enjoy about this recent event. But I'm willing to take your thoughts. Eva, your thoughts, please. 416-872-1010.
Hello?
Hello. Nice to speak to you.
Hi, it's Eva.
Hi.
Well, Vinny, I'm glad you played that clip of Rob Ford for us, because I thought the tone and the subject matter and the words he used were just fine.
Mm.
Well, since they moved all of our... I'm in Scarborough. Since they moved all of our city halls way downtown, like being out in the burbs, I don't know what's going on, what they're discussing, who votes what way. And I think Rob did those citizens a service by letting them know what their councillor voted on. And I would just love it if he would phone me every once in a while with regularity and let me know what Chin Lee is voting on, because... I'm a minority, being a white Canadian-born person in Scarborough. I'm a minority in my neighborhood, and I would really like to know if what my councillor's voting on.
But you do know there's a website where you can go and check this at any point
if you have a computer.
Forgive me for being insulting, but surely we're in a world where most people at least have access to a computer.
Well, I'm disabled. I stopped using my computer long ago, and I forget how to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time you need someone to help you out and use a computer for you, you can phone me personally, and I shall do all the hard work at this end.
Well, thank you. But I like Rob's robocalls, and I thought he was very polite and informative, and there was nothing nasty about it.
Fair enough. A very polarizing topic here, because so far, and I don't know if this is really indicative of any... overall statistics, about 50% of people agreeing. I'm not sure James does. Your thoughts, James?
Hi. Okay, so up until recently, I really liked a lot about Rob Ford.
Mm.
And I support, you know, his fiscalness and, you know, being cheap and everything. And I appreciate that. But I agree with you that you know, he can be kind of petty with stuff. And this is a perfect example, like, that, yeah, he can be very petulant and childish. But at the same time, you know what, in politics, which I'm not a politician, you're not a politician, but they have ways of operating where, in a lot of ways, you know, it could be just part of his, you know, constant campaigning.
Mm. But then we could argue, I mean, you're right, and I accept that, but we could argue that there shouldn't be any campaigning going on right now. That's against the law. Now, it is a bit of a grey area as to what campaigning is,
right?
Because you could say, well, this is a man just spending his own money to inform people that have been duped, and that's a perfectly reasonable thing to say, like Eva just said. However, you could also view this as, well, if this isn't campaigning, what exactly is it?
Right. And it's like you say, though, he is singling out one person.
Mm.
And he's naming one person as, you know, the focus of his derision.
Mm.
And to the amount of money and effort and whatever to put into that just for one guy, like, couldn't he just make a statement and go, Subway, Subway, Subways, and then mention that this Paul and Sal guy sucks?
Yeah.
It'd be cheaper and funnier.
That's it. You need more humor in the world, and that can do it. Thank you very much. Take care. Right, come on, Vinny, lighten up. Go back to doing your usual hilarious crap. You sound like Bullard when he does the serious big boy topics. Yeah, all right. I'll actually take that advice because I think I'm about done. It was nice to hear you to do a bit of serious stuff, and my serious capacity is pretty much at full to bursting. So let's take a break and come back and do a load of stupid stuff. All right, I think it will do that guy that was on the phone earlier immense favours.
This is the Vinny White Show on In Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
All right. How you doing? 9:32. You feel fat? I had a lovely turkey dinner today, thanks to the Goodhand family, who took me in. Friend of mine. And they were very lovely, the whole lot. And I had to dine and dash, which I always feel a bit rude about. But what can you do? And also, I didn't get to... Usually, Thanksgiving is a little bit of a drinking festival, isn't it? Let's be honest. We know how to do that here in Canada. And half a glass of wine. Oh! So I'll probably have a couple more after the show. Don't mind if I do. I went out this week, and I wanted to tell you about it because it was a bit of a weird one. And I wanted to ask your advice, and perhaps you can help me. Got a bit of an issue. All my friends are having babies. We've all been there, right? And if you haven't, believe me, you will do. And if you're first, good for you, because at least you get to be the one that talks about the babies to the other people. But if the shoe's on the other foot, then it's a difficult one. Babies. Now, I went for dinner with a couple, and they've just had a newborn baby. And just a quick word of advice, if you've got a dinner date with someone that's just had a baby, and you've been friends with them for many years, and used to intelligent and intellectual, reasonable conversations, then for God's sake, don't go to dinner with them. It's absolutely horrific. It is mind-bogglingly difficult. They've recently had a very beautiful baby. I mean, to be honest with you, it looks like a baby. I don't know what a beautiful baby is. I know what an ugly baby is, and this one isn't. I'll give it that. But it does look, well, it looks a bit like a baby. And I went round to their place in the suburbs, because that's what you do, right? You move to the suburbs when you have a baby. Nice place, good enough. Right, baby, looks like a baby. I'm happy with it. Looks a little bit like, I mean, all babies look a bit like a scrotum bag to me. But this one, good looking. Looks a bit like the dad, looks a bit like the mum. Looks a bit like a baby, to be honest. You can see I'm not really baby orientated. It was nice to see it. him. I always think of it. They're in it till they're about four, aren't they? You know what I mean? They're sexless. They're just a big pooing machine. Anyway, it was lovely to see it. And it moved towards the side of the playpen. And then, you know when you're looking at a baby and it's crawling around, just being a baby. It can't bloody see, for goodness sake. And it gets to the side and the dad says, oh, he's going to be a good climber. No, he's just moving around. He's just a baby. He might actually be a terrible climber. We have absolutely no idea. And then he drank from his baby bottle. Oh, he loves a drink. No, he likes a drink as much as other babies do. Because if he doesn't drink, then he'll die. And we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. He probably likes boobs for the same reason. But that doesn't mean that it ties in with his father's love of boobs. It's a baby. So that was going on. Then it made a noise. Oh, look. It made a noise. He's trying to talk. No, he's not, because he's only about 2 weeks old. He barely knows what noise is. Then he gurgled, and the mum said, he's like, hey, guys. No, he's not trying to say anything. He doesn't even know what I am. I don't think he can see me. When do a baby's eyes start working? 7, 10, 10, I can't remember. I don't think they work at two weeks, do they? Can you tell I'm a father? I'm not a father. Well, I might have a few in Brazil, but skip that alimony. Anyway, it gurgled and she was like, he's like, hey guys. I said, he's not saying anything. Then he crapped himself, which, by the way, I'm not better than anyone. I'm not saying that I didn't used to do that, but I've recently grown out of it. And that's all right, you know. And the mum went to change it. She came back. She told me about the consistency. Do I need to know that? We're about to go for dinner. She says, you know, it's, to be honest with you now, it's almost exactly the same as it went in. Same sort of thing. It's just a bit gooey. It's not going to be like when he's five, it really smells. All right, brilliant. Well, you know what? I'll pop back when he's five and you can tell me about that then. You tell you what, pop a few pictures on Facebook. Let's have a look at the consistency. Can I stir it? So she was banging on about that. And then, of course, we go out to dinner and the conversation, which used to be fantastic with these people, is terrible. Sleepless nights. Yeah. Baby names. Other mums in the area. How cute the baby is. Adjusting to the loneliness of not working. The price of toys. A second course came, I think. The price of bedding. How cute the baby is. We've done that. We did all that back at the house. We don't need to keep doing that. Price of childminding. By the way, humble apologies if you are paying for childminding, because that one was a shocker. How cute the baby is. You're doing it again. Stop that. The smell of his farts. I didn't even ask. Don't offer that. And then there was body pillows, breast pumping, kindergarten searches. I don't know why they're looking for kindergarten. He's 2 weeks old. Do you have to start thinking about that now? And I just looked at these people and I thought, we used to talk about feminist issues in Saudi Arabia. We used to talk about ideas and aspirations. We'd have heavy debates late into the night about relaxing the drug laws and the time they went hot air ballooning in the Sudan. They were all interesting people. Now, because you choose to have a kid, I'm eating my steak while you talk about the consistency of your child's feces. I'm not happy with that. Have you got any advice? 416-872-1010. Give me a call. 416-872-1010. I don't understand it. I don't know what to do. Hello, Liz.
Hi there, Vinny. You know something? Sorry. I love the scrotum bag, but I think that newborn babies look like turtles. Okay, Vinny, I have a retort for you, okay?
Yeah.
I work hard, but I play hard. But, you know, my taxes, it's going towards a $2 billion for all-day kindergarten. Can you imagine if you put that one across the table? Can you imagine what would happen if you said to these people, I don't support the $2 billion going to all-day kindergarten. I got along just fine on half a day. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I just want to say, if that lady is still listening, the Toronto Public Libraries have tons of computers. You get on for free. You get printing done at 15 cents a copy. And I watch movies for free at the library because they have the discs, and I just pop them into the computer and I can watch a movie. Where has this woman been living? Under a rock?
Thank you, Liz.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, passion today. I'm surprised about this show because I thought it would be quite lackadaisical. I knew the phones would ring because everyone's got the day off tomorrow, so they're up doing stuff and Breaking Bad's finished. I knew that, and of course I'm amazing. Did I not mention that? I didn't, did I? No. But yeah, so I knew the phones would ring, but I didn't know there'd be so much passion. A lot of passion. Okay, so I want your advice on, do you talk about your kids too much? And do you know anyone else that does? Do I not understand it because I'm not a parent? Help me. 416-872-1010. I know that it occupies, it being a baby, occupies your life and changes everything. Listen, I understand. I don't know. I'll never understand until that day happens. I know. Believe me, my sister says every time I'm on the telephone to her, oh, you just don't know what it's like. No, I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like because I'm still going night clubbing. despite the fact I'm in my 30s. I have a Peter Pan complex. I'm hanging on by a thread to my youth, and I'm doing absolutely everything I can to not have children. So no, you're right. I agree with you. I don't know what it's like. Absolutely. But my question to you is, do you have to talk about them all the time? I know that they are important, and I know they've changed your life, and I'm overjoyed with happiness that you are happy. But please, be proud. Enjoy your kids. And if you're going to talk about your kids and your Toyota SE minivan, then do it in a song.
Yeah, this one goes out to all you minivan families out there. Sienna SE in the house.
Where my mother father's at?
Where my kids at?
Where my kids at? Or 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 where my kids at?
No, seriously, honey, where are the kids?
They're right there, see?
Oh, cool beans.
I roll hard through the streets and the cul-de-sacs. Proud parent of an honor roll student, Jack. I got a swing in the front, a tree house in the back. My number one dad mug says, yeah, I'm the Mac.
I'm the world's best nurse when my kids get sick. I make a mean gel mold, I perfected my tricks. Back when I used to party as a college chick. Now I'm cruising to their play dates, looking all slick.
In my swagger wagon, yeah, the swagger wagon. It's the swagger wagon. I got the pride in my ride in my swagger wagon. Yeah, the swagger wagon. It's the swagger wagon.
Check it, I love hanging with my daughter, sipping tea, keep my pinky up. All the drawings on my fridge sport an A+. I'm an awesome parent,
right?
And it's apparent.
True.
And in this house there's no mother father swearing.
Straight owning bake sales with my cupcake skills. I'm better with the money, so I handle the bills. And I always buy in bulk, ain't afraid of no spills. Every Mother's Day proves I'm kind of a big deal. Bring the beat back, cause yo, I got more to say. You know I'm always front and center at the school play. I kiss their boo-boos, clean doggy doo-doos. Cut the crust off of PB&Js, chill the yoo-hoos.
Singing Farmer in the Dell in perfect harmony. When I'm rolling with my posse in the HOV. We rock the SE, not an SUV. And it's true, if I were you, I'd be jealous of me.
In the swagger wagon,
yeah, the swagger wagon. It's the swagger wagon. I got the pride in my ride. In my swagger wagon, yeah, the swagger wagon. It's the swagger wagon.
It's going out to all the parents, yo. Word to your mother. No, literally, word to mothers. And fathers. So that was a swagger wagon. I think if you're going to talk about your life, then you should do it in song. It's the only way forward. If you're going to talk about babies, I want you to sing about them, and then I'm going to be more entertained. You can't expect me to be interested in the consistency of your child's poo. Sing it. 416-872-1010 is the telephone number for this here live radio station. My name's Vinny. It's News Talk 1010. And let's start with Lynn. Hello, Lynn. What can I do? What can you advise me on?
Well, first of all, I want to say I love your show. You just crack me up. You're so much fun.
Thank you. It's very kind of you.
But, Vinny, I think that you should find a nice girl and have a baby of your own.
Oh, God.
And then you can sit at the dinner table talking about your baby's poo consistency while they have their steak and they'll have to, you know, handle it. They'll have to, no, not literally handle it. They will have to deal with it. Right.
Now, am I doing this? We're going back to our Rob Ford point here. Am I doing this for revenge or to have a child?
Well, I shouldn't say revenge because that might not work out too well. Yeah. But to have a child, I think you'd be a great daddy.
Are you my mother putting on a Canadian accent? Because this sounds terribly familiar.
No.
you've got very good at it, Mum.
I want to say,
yeah.
You know, the lady that phoned in that she isn't good with the computer and
yeah.
Well, she said she's disabled, and then that woman called in and said something rude about her.
Well, you might have noticed I didn't actually go back into that because we were talking about it earlier and I wanted to move on. But since you brought it up, let's do this. Yeah, I appreciate that she had a disability. I'm not sure the other woman realised that. I think perhaps really we do have to bear in mind that she has got a disability. However, that said, and perhaps I'm wrong here, are there not services, Wheel-Trans systems, that could take her to the library should there be an issue in this modern day? I certainly hope so.
I know that some people get wheel trans, but I don't know how easy it is anymore. The government's cutting back services for, you know, patients or disabled people, etc. So I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll do this right now, and I promise you I actually mean this. If that woman who was calling earlier, I believe her name was Eva, wants me to buy her a computer, I promise you I will.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I might as well. Christmas is coming, and I feel in a thankful mood at this time of year, so why not?
Oh, see, you're such a nice guy.
And you'd be great if you were to reproduce. Thank you, Lynn. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, I don't know if that was an offer. I should have asked her. Damn it! Get Lynn back! Lynn! Lynn! Do you want to have a baby? I'm sorry! I'll let you go! It's never too late. Actually, there is a whole body clock. It might be a bit too late. I don't know. All right. So many texts. 71010. People that talk about babies should just shut up. Why is there so much passion today? No one says any shades of grey. Maybe it's because I lived in Ottawa, where no one actually represents their true feelings and says what they mean. They just hide behind extreme politeness. But I do find this radio station incredibly refreshing. Because the opinions are always so strong. They're not always right. Sometimes they're plain, mad and racist. But you got to love it. I love that guy earlier that goes, go back to England. And I said, I think that's racist. He goes, how is that racist? No, I'm pretty sure when you say to someone that they should go back to the home country, I am quite... Let me just check the racist handbook. Yeah, page seven. Just wanted to check. What else is coming on the text? Oh, yeah. So I need your advice on this. I also put it on Facebook. Babies, do you talk about them too much? Do you know someone that does? And what can you do about it? John says, I make an effort to not talk about my children unless I'm talking with family members. As adorable as my kids are, I know that no one else is really interested in every little thing that they say and do. Besides, when I'm around someone who's talking nonstop about their kids, I tend to think they're boring. So, and that's from a dad. Now, mums are a bit different. Colleen, who's a mum of four, says, my husband and I decided to get away from the kids for the weekend a few weeks ago. We dropped off the kids early on Friday evening and went off to a nice hotel in Montreal. Great. At dinner, we talked about the kids. Before sleeping, we talked about the absence of the kids. While in the shopping mall, we talked about what one of the kids would do if he was here and what he'd buy. And then we started talking about the other things that we could buy the other children, what would look good on them. Then we had lunch. We talked about how quiet it was without the kids. We talked about how that kid over there did something that reminded us of our kid. Oh, my God. It must be the same chemicals as the early stages of love when you're plagued by the vision of that person in a sort of beautiful slash horrifying stalky way. And you can't stop thinking about them. Must be the same chemicals floating around in the brain, the old dopamine pumping away. Because you can't stop thinking about them. Anyway, she goes on to say, oh, and for those that don't like to listen to it, yes, your kids and what they do is more interesting to you than anyone else. Other people's kids are not that interesting, but they are to the owners. Fair enough. So maybe this is a wake-up call to some people listening. If you are talking about your kid all the time, I'm not saying you should shut up. I wouldn't be that rude or opinionated, but shut up. All right, when we come back, do we need to do another break? Yeah? Okay, we'll do a break and then, I don't know what's going to happen. For weeks now, I've been saying that I'm going to do this feature, what your taste in music says about you on a date. I might do it. We'll see what happens on the phones. You can call in if you like. 416-872-1010, 71010 on the text. My name is Vinny. Pleasure to be here.
This is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Getting better at that. All right, so quick text came in, long one. Upon becoming a SAHM, which I'm going to guess is a stay-at-home mother, Gotta be. A friend gave me a great piece of advice. Read a lot and listen to News Talk 1010 when you're in the car. Why? It'll give you something to talk about besides your children. Even with your husband, your parents, siblings, and the best way to get the children off your mind is actually to do think about other things. And there's nothing like News Talk 1010 for that. Hear, hear, I say. I've found her advice to be invaluable in many ways. One, it keeps my mind from becoming jello. And two, it does give me something to say that has nothing to do with kids. Oh, and then she says, and three, it's great conversation that starts with anyone because you can say, I was listening to the radio earlier, and so on and so forth, which people tend to want to hear more than, hasn't little Johnny done another whoopsie in his pants? And if you look at the consistency, it's very similar to that of corn. Okay, it's 9:55, and I wanted to say, if you think that there's problems in this city about spending with Chairgate, the, was it $2,500 a chair at City Hall? Bargain. Then look occasionally to China. The Chinese Communist Party leaders vowed recently a new epoch of austerity and sensible spending. And, you know, much like any government across the world, they're cutting back. And that's good. Then they spent $11 million on a 2,300-ton, 295-foot-long brass pufferfish. Bargain. Feel the deal. Feel the deal. Rollback price. $11 million. A 2,300-ton fish. It's a brass it's a brass-clad statue, which shimmers golden, that can orientate a light show at night. It's built by the government to captivate visitors to a month-long gardening expo next year. So if you think we've got problems in this city, at least we didn't spend $11 million on a fish. I love that. There must have been a meeting, you know, a government meeting. So we must count back. We can't grow at this rate forever, lads. I don't know why they've got English accents. Other emerging markets around the world have got cheaper labour and more resources. I hope everyone's been pulling their horns in and getting involved with austerity. Let's have a look at your budgets. What have you been spending this month in the Yangshan province? Well, we spent $11 million on a brass fish. Perfect. Bargain. I'll have a couple. Edward Keenan joins me. He is the new gentleman, a new kid on the block, and a fine one at that. He did his first show last week, and he'll be doing another one in the next hour. Two questions. How was your first show, and how's your cold?
Well, two answers. Not a disaster, and almost a disaster.
Oh!
I've spent all week struggling with the cold. You can hear in my voice, it's I still feel like I'm in grade 8 asking a girl to the dance all day. But we'll see how it holds up during the show. But the show last week was kind of fun. We took some calls. Talk to some people. It's it was a fun beginning.
What are you drinking? Because it smells.
Oh, no, that's what's in my mouth. I have a cough drop in my mouth, and I'm drinking coffee, because those are two flavors that were made to go together.
Oh, shit, heaven.
Menthol coffee. They're coming soon to a Starbucks near you.
Well, I'm glad you're slowly feeling slightly better.
A little bit better. I spent a couple days this week in bed. I was feeling as bad about the political situation this week as I was about my cold. So it was a, you know, I'm glad it's Thanksgiving weekend, because it's given me time to stop banging my head against the wall and spend a few minutes thinking about, I mean, I don't have an $11 billion brass fish or whatever that is, but I do have a lot of good things in my life. And so... soon we'll have a very expensive subway in Scarborough, too. So that's, you know.
We had, I don't suppose you heard this call at this show earlier, did you?
Which, your show?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I missed it on the way
It's
in.
Quite all right, but if you ever miss it again, I will, I'm afraid, have to remove your penis.
I tried to talk my mother into putting it on during the Thanksgiving dinner.
Your penis? How peculiar.
Almost the same thing. Your show. You've been talking to Joe Thornton.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. I don't like the concept of me being sort of radiating around someone's house while they're settling down to dinner. It just doesn't sound right. But regardless, we did bring up the Rob Ford thing. I don't usually do serious things on this. Wow, do people feel passionate either one way or the other about the moral question that is, should he have made that robocall?
They do, and that's something that I'll be talking about on my show in the second half of the show. I have a lot of ideas about it. I imagine all of our listeners have ideas about it too, so I'm interested in sharing mine and hearing theirs.
Good. Now, before I go, I want to use your voice while it is so husky and fruitful. Perhaps you could introduce, I don't know, Bruce Springsteen or something. Say, coming up, Bruce Springsteen.
Coming up right here in the city by the lake from News Talk 1010, this is the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Brilliant! Born to do it!
There we go.
Perfect! Well done. But if it all goes wrong on the show...
Just then I'll just go to rock and roll.
Yeah, get it all lined up. You never know when you might need it. As for me, I'm out of here. I'm off into the night. Happy Thanksgiving. Have yourself a wonderful evening and a day off tomorrow, hopefully, for you as well. I'll be back same time, same place next week.